Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. We're answering your science questions for you this week, and we've got loads of them. Thank you very much. Diana, here's one for you. Justin McGregor says, did dinosaurs and humans ever coexist as the creationists say they did?
That old can of worms, I believe no. This question always reminds me of that film, 1 Million Years BC, the one with Raquel Welch. But dinosaurs are known to have become extinct about 65 million years ago. Humans turned up, well, all sorts of varying dates, but sort of very early humans, maybe 2 million years ago. Then more modern humans, maybe 200,000 years ago. So no, not much of an overlap at all. In fact, none.
And I was very fortunate, of course, last week when I was in South Africa to be playing around with the remains of a 2-million-year-old ancestor, someone who I almost certainly will share some genes with, and you and Dave. And this is Homo sediba that Professor Lee Berger from South Africa has discovered, this intermediate species of pre-human that sort of spans the gap between Australopithecus, the very, very primitive people-like things, and Homo erectus and Homo habilis, our immediate ancestors. You would be so jealous if you'd seen...
I'm really, 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 really jealous, actually. I wish I could have seen that. It's not fair.